following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up, they're playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life, no idea. I swear.
You like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel a little feeling on it. To the end of the road. Teenage dream, the way you turn me on.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome to Thursday, Doug and Daddy's show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald going to join us later in the program, along with Rob Childress, head baseball coach at the University of Texas A&M, as the Huskers face them in a weekend series. Looking forward to that series. Obviously, Nebraska backs against the wall, need to make some noise. It's going to be tough to make some noise, folks. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're looking at a pitching staff that is probably second to no one in the nation. 2.60 ERA overall. This is a very, very talented team. They can they run the Friday night guy, you know, just one after another. They run them out there. 1.59 ERA, 2.19 ERA, 2.3 ERA. Those are the three they run out there. And Stilson, Stripling, and Watcha, Michael Watcha. I don't know what else there is to say. Nebraska needs to win this series to have a shot at making the postseason a Big 12 baseball tournament, and it's going to be very, very tough to do, but we're looking forward to catching up. Of course, Rob Childress, a longtime coach at Nebraska, or assistant in Nebraska, and Dave Van Horn assembled that staff, and a lot of good times there, a lot of good memories with Nebraska baseball for Rob Childress, and I think him and Mike Anderson still pretty good buddies, and we'll talk to him here in about 20-25 minutes. Lee Barfneck wrote an article today in the Omaha World Herald about Doc Sadler maybe not being the front runner for the job in which Mark Turgeon left Texas A&M, his post as a basketball coach to go to Maryland. But certainly one of the candidates and one of the people, big names like Andy Katz, are mentioning. So that's a little bit interesting. Nebraska, of course, gives Doc a little bit of a raise, and everybody thinks, well, where would he be going? But it's interesting his name comes up for jobs, and they include $1.5 million to start their coach. We'll talk to Lee later on in the program about that. And if realistically – people, if there could be enough movement for him to land that job. Also tonight, huge, huge hockey game. It's 3-3, folks. Doug has came all the way back. Lunch is on the line. It will be decided tonight. San Jose faces off with Detroit, 3-3. It's Detroit was down and out and somehow have won three in a row to tie this thing up. Obviously, they have the momentum, and it's a little bit wild, but we'll see what happens tonight. Also, the Bulls get a chance to land the knockout punch. Heading back to Atlanta, the Bulls about 3-point favorites in that one. 7 o'clock go time, Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Can they advance to take on the Miami Heat, who found a way down the stretch, scoring the last 16 points? I saw it late in the game. I didn't see about the last 3 or 4 minutes of it, but looked to me like Boston had a 6-8-point lead. When I was watching, I thought all of a sudden it's a 10-point victory for the Miami Heat, and they advance. And so LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, the dream team assembled in the offseason, has come through, much like our very own Doug Duda thought from the beginning. Doug, how are you?
Getting closer on evening up those lunches, big fella. But now, if I remember right, I think you have Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals, right? And I don't.
That is correct. That is correct.
So you're going to most likely get that back unless Memphis wins the next two. But, yes, a Detroit win could square everything up in NHL tonight. I can't believe I will actually be rooting for an NHL hockey team tonight.
And root you will. Root you will. Down and out. Left for dead. You found a way to claw yourself back into this. Douglas, a lot went on yesterday at the local level, state soccer going on, along with district track meets. You were in Wilcox. I know it was a big day.
Yeah, we have to start with soccer and the gut-wrenching loss for Kearney High. The one thing that I'll start with here is that as well as Kearney has done, they still have not been able to shake that Omaha Metro bugaboo. I mean, until the teams from the East, and Grand Island did it yesterday, or from the West, can beat these Omaha schools, they're going to still get the long shot. Well, our 10-8 team is better than your 15-1 team, and that's going to continue to be the way things go. But 4-5 in the state, in the rankings, in the seedings. If Omaha South would beat Creighton Prep tomorrow in the semifinals, I think that keeps Kearney a top five team in the state. But to lose the way they did and to have it happen two times in the last 3 years, there's not much scoring in soccer. And if you play 89 plus minutes and it gets down to 5 seconds, and if you saw the highlights last night,
yeah,
Omaha South couldn't score that goal again in 50 tries without a defense out there. I mean, it was a 40-yard pass. Kid heads it in front of the net, and his teammate heads it into the goal with 5 seconds to go to tie it, and then Omaha South wins it in overtime, and just gut-wrenching. And it's still been 14 years since Kearney has beaten an Omaha team in the state tournament, way back in 97 when they beat Creighton Prep. They've had some great success, and that's not to diminish how good this team is or has been, but it hasn't been against Omaha teams, and that's what we keep hearing from the Omaha press and the Omaha coaches and the schools out there, is that, yeah, they're getting better, but they're still not beating us. And Kearney has come oh so close in the state final 2 years ago against West and then yesterday against South.
Well, the good news is right down the road, Grand Island does take care of business with a 2-0 victory.
Yeah, and any chance for you to say ought. Good job there, yeah. Grand Island will play Lincoln East, the state champions from last year. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And, of course, because of the weather yesterday, a very late start for Lexington and Pius, and so that was suspended with 13 minutes to go in the first. And now they'll resume that today, and I have a problem with this. It is apparent that the NSAA has no backup or contingency plans for the soccer tournament. These kids have earned the right to play at Creighton and to play on that beautiful facility, and now they have to wait until school is out at Omaha South today so that they can finish that out on South Field at 4 o'clock. Now, granted, I have no idea what South Field looks like, but it's not Creighton. This would not happen in any other sport. I don't understand why there's a break in there, so the last game tonight has to start at 9 o'clock. So be it. So be it. Mount Michael and Elkhorn, it's not like it's a long trip to get home. If they have to start at 9 o'clock tonight, you play 9 o'clock games in basketball, why can't you play 9 o'clock games in soccer? I think it's unfortunate, but it's obvious to me that the NSAA over all these years has no backup or contingency unless it wipes out a whole day, and then you can just move all of the tournament games back a day. But I feel bad. Lexington and Pius have earned the right to play on that field, and they're going to get to play there for about 25 minutes, and that's it. Now they go to Omaha South, and it's scoreless. They'll resume it with 13 minutes to go in the first half.
Ugh. I had no information about that, Douglas. But, yeah, that does stink for those kids when the buildup is to get a play on that facility. And if you're a soccer player, I mean, the dream if you're a small-town kid in Nebraska going to state basketball is not to play at Pershing. It's to play at the Devaney Center in the finals because it's your only chance to play there. The goal is to get to Creighton and play on that facility.
And I can understand not wanting to play them right away this morning since they were there till past 10 o'clock last night. And, you know, by the time you get home or to your motel or whatever you got to do, and you also got to figure probably Lexington, I'm guessing, was figuring on coming all the way home. I don't know that for a fact, but now the winner of that game will play on Saturday against Schuyler. So we'll see what happens. Lexington's still in it. And then, of course, the Hastings boys play their regularly scheduled game tonight at Creighton, 6 o'clock. Against 18-1 Gretna, which a lot of people believe is actually the number one team in Class B, even though Schuyler received the number one seed. Then tomorrow the Hastings girls play at 9 a.m. The Holdridge girls play at 1 o'clock. But you did mention also, of course, we're at district track over here in Arapahoe. You know, there were some good performances yesterday. I don't think there were any earth-shattering performances right in the backyard here. I think you might run into a few more of those today, though, Class B and C. I think you're going to run into more kids that are going to do very well, and without breaking down all the individual kids, I think you're going to see some pretty good times today. The one stat that jumps right out at me, though, Tony, Kearney High, 120 points in this A4 district, which had just two schools out of Omaha, Bellevue West and Millard South. I can't remember the last time Kearney scored that few points in a district. I mean, you're just used to seeing them score 190 or 200 points. So they're going to have a tougher time, I think, when it gets to Omaha to try and win that state meet. Not that they can't, not that they won't, but you just don't see as many points on the board. Kearney girls actually scored more points than the Kearney boys. Both are district champions. And congratulations to your Vikings, Bertrand, boys and girls, hosting the meet yesterday, and they both come away as district champs.
Yeah, they've got some talented kids at Bertrand. Doug, one of the talented kids you're going to get a chance to see today is the Wissing kid from Wood River, sidelined a little bit with a hamstring injury, only going to run in two events, I believe.
Well, that might hurt their chances in the team race on the boys, too, because I think the Wood River boys and the Shelton girls are probably among the favorites here today at this C8 meet.
Of course, Shelton, everybody, the Brannigan names, anytime they can throw a Brannigan out there, they seem to have pretty good success. So people going to watch district track at Arapahoe want to certainly check out the Brannigan and Wissing. Those are two of the star athletes at this meet.
Well, and again, for the folks, the teams here are Alma, Arapahoe, Elm Creek, Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Kennesaw, Shelton, Southern Valley, and Wood River. So those are the teams here. St. Cecilia goes over to Henderson, like Blue Hills there, Donovan Trumbull's there, Sandy Creek and Sutton are there. Some teams going all the way up to Burwell in their nice track, Centura, Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, they're all headed up north. And there's just a ton of track districts here in this area today. You've got Lexington and McCook hosting Class B action. You've got here in Arapahoe and Cambridge hosting Class C action. So there's plenty of district track in this southwestern part of the state here today.
The good news, Doug, is when you get done with district track, I know you're going to the concert tonight, Papa Roach at the Vero Event Center. When you hear the Papa Roach music, we actually have a pair of tickets we're going to give away, and we're randomly just going to play that sometime before now and the end of the show.
What's it sound like? Have we played that already?
Into pieces. This is Hello? My last
yep,
resort.
We'll play it right now.
Suffocation.
Okay, so that's what it sounds like.
Good
we're going to play that later in the show. Give away a pair of tickets to tonight's concert, Papa Roach at the Vieiro Event Center. You do have to pick those tickets up at Nick's Euros, where we will be on hand tomorrow talking about that as well as their grand reopening is getting going. So you win the tickets, you will have to pick those up at Nick Euros today, top of the hill in Kearney. So looking good. Looking forward to giving away those tickets. And as you said, Lee Barfneck joins us. Rob Childress joins us. Tony, before we get back to action here at track and I turn you over to the coach, What about the Royals last night? Oh. Eric Hosmer, huh? Huh? Did you get that stat I asked you for?
Yes, we did. 115 pitches by A.J. Burnett.
I want to thank Joe Girardi for pulling A.J. Burnett, throwing a one-hitter, and then pulling him and allowing the Royals to see some different pitching. They still only had four hits. They still only got that second hit of the ninth inning. And the Royals, how come major leaguers can't bunt? Anyway, the Royals find a way to win 4-3, and wow, all the coverage that they were giving Hosmer after he hits the home run. His parents don't want to be interviewed ever again, I don't think.
Yeah, that's one of the really great memories of a very, very young Major League Baseball career. Hits a home run off A.J. Burnett and then wins the game. Was probably actually, obviously, I'm sure he'd tell you more important than that with the shallow sacrifice fly, but it was hit to right center. Center fielder did not have a good line to throw and get scores from third, and the Royals win it. After you thought Soria gave up the run, you were just like, oh no, here it comes. The Yankees come back again and do it, but the Royals found a way, Doug, and they kept competing, and that's one thing I said yesterday.
Well, both teams had trouble getting guys in the ninth. I think the Yankees had left 14 guys on base, the Royals 11, and obviously the Royals had the bases littered on the sack fly in the 10th, so they left some more guys on. They finish up that series tonight. It's a light series in Major League Baseball, but Yankees and Royals on the breeze, 94-5. Hastings College getting underway with Kansas Wesleyan at this hour in the NAIA tournament. We'll keep you up to date there. How about this one for you, Tony? The all-conference teams were announced yesterday in both the GPAC and the RMAC. And Damon Day and Jim Bovey, congratulations, both coaches of the year for UNK and Hastings College. But Hastings College won the GPAC regular season crown. And a quick count here, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 players are all-conference first team, and it looks like about 16 more are on the second team. How many Hastings College kids are on that team? Two. The only first-teamer is catcher Jeff Hobbs, and the only outfielder is Mac Land. And it was pitching that kept this team alive throughout the year. Slap in the face, I think, to Hastings College. I think some of the coaches saying, I don't know how these guys kept winning it. But they did. And now they are going to have to prove maybe by winning a game in the NAIA tournament. Also, the RMAC honors out yesterday. Todd Stachura, our senior stud out of Scotia, Nebraska, population less than 400, is your RMAC Baseball Pitcher of the Year. He's joined on the first team by Jake Cressy, Andrew Hakey, Jordan Mitchell-Hill, Luke Valerius, and Jason Truland, six on the first team, the most ever by the Loper baseball team.
Yeah, good for them. And obviously they were rained out all day yesterday, so they will just move that tournament back. And they're going to get action going, what, in about within an hour here or hour or two?
1 o'clock, same time. 1 o'clock against New Mexico Highlands. And the last note of the Lopers, Tony, they moved up another spot to number 3 in the Central Region. St. Cloud State's number 1, Minnesota State, Mankato's number 2. So one of those teams will host the regionals next week. And the Lopers, now that they're at 3, that should be a lock, no matter what happens in the RMAC, to make it into that regional tournament. But yet, a couple of wins keeps them in that 3 hole.
Well, good for them. Good for them. Doug, before we let you go, and it's some of this a couple days old now, but Ocho Cinco decides he's going to ride a bull. Now, this isn't a bull at the Sumner Rodeo, the Pleasanton Rodeo, the Adams County Fairgrounds. He's going to do this on the PBR circuit, which you can sit around and have some pops with your boys, and everybody, that conversation comes up. For $100,000, would you get in the octagon with Randy Couture? And you've always got the guy that says, yes, you would. This is not going to work out well.
Either they're going to do it for ten thousand.
No, you wouldn't. I mean,
they're either going to get him a fake, tame bull that we've seen before, or he's going to get bucked off in 1 second.
Yes, I just so then it says, well, we'll give you $10,000 if you ride it for the full 8 seconds. Really? Okay. And then Ford says, oh, we'll give you a new pickup. Safe bet.
It's impossible.
Yes, I'm just...
If he rides anything that a PBR rider has ever ridden, I don't even know what the odds would be on that. It won't happen. It won't happen.
if there's a better chance of me going out to the airport and saying, I'd like to take that plane out, flying over Grand Island, flying over to Hastings, and landing the thing safely without ever taking a flying lesson than it is of him riding that bull?
I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find out. Hey, I'll talk to you a little bit later on in the show, Daddy, Rob Childress, Lee Barfneck coming up. And, again, we'll have updates throughout the day here on ESPN and Classic Hits from the C8 meet. And don't forget, Papa Roach tickets to give away. And what's those three words of the week for the emails? I know you got some of those to read. So let's get after it, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Bye-bye, Douglas. The three words of the week, Merritt, are?
Breeze, identity, and animal.
You shoot us an email to the Den Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Use those three words. Those three words once again, Merritt?
Breeze, identity, and animal.
Breeze, identity, and animal. Anyway, in a paragraph, in a sentence, however you choose to use them, we will draw at the end of the week for
Big Daly Deli combo meal.
Daly's Deli. I'm going back to the Philly steak and cheese. That's become my favorite. But the hot ham and cheese is number two fan's favorite, and it goes on and on. But great sandwiches, and we appreciate them being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show, as we do Misco Sports, the downtown Kearney Center, for all your travel baseball and softball. You're getting it together. You got a couple new kids that come onto the team. You've got to go get them hats. You've got to get them the uniform, the travel bags. They've got the bats, the gloves, the cleats, the socks, the belts, catcher's equipment, batting gloves. They've got it all, the accessories for you. Hey, maybe you just need some running shoes. You're getting out and want to start working out to fit into that bikini, that swimsuit. You want to look good on the beach? Nike, Adidas, Mizuno. They've got all the running shoes for you. Select some shoes to walk around. Misco Sports got all the hats. They got all the sweatshirts. They've got all the Husker Loper gear for you. Downtown Kearney Center, see them before the games begin. Misco Sports, back after this with Rob Childress, Texas A&M baseball coach.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
The opening day of district track is in the book, and that leaves Thursday for Class B and C action, and we'll have live coverage of the C8 meet at Arapahoe with updates every hour on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Alma, Arapahoe, Elm Creek, Gibbon, Kearney Catholic, Kennesaw, Shelton, Southern Valley, and Wood River will all be competing to try to make it to the state meet in Omaha. Live coverage of the C8 district meet in Arapahoe Thursday and of the state meet in Omaha next Friday and Saturday on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve, 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals. May 20th and 21st.
Gusty winds continue today. Variable cloud cover. Possibility for some rain, maybe some thunder showers. High temperatures stay in the 60s today. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 66.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are pleased to have the head baseball coach at the University of Texas A&M entering his sixth season, or this is his sixth season, I should say, and Rob Childers joined us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rob, great to have you back on. Congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful season for your club so far.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and I always enjoy being on with you guys. I appreciate you having me on each year.
Coach, obviously you've had some success since you've returned to Texas A&M. You keep it rolling this year. You've always been a pitching and defensive coach. I look at these ERAs, 2.6 team ERA. You're getting it done on the mound, and with the dumbing down of the bats this year, I guess couldn't have been a better time to have pitchers come out and to just shut people down like they are.
Well, and that's the way we feel. I mean, we've got three guys that we can run out there that are as good as any in the country. They all throw strikes and, you know, make the other team come earn it from them. And, you know, it's not going to be a situation where, you know, more often we're not going to walk or hit people. The team's going to have to put together, you know, an inning with some hits and, you know, for them to create innings. And those guys all give us a chance. And, you know, we've been able to do that only because we've got some older guys at the back end of the bullpen that have done a real good job for us.
Coach, you have pitchers, six of them, that as many innings pitched, they have strikeouts. You talk about being around the zone. These guys pound it and do it effectively. If you're striking out one guy an inning, that's an amazing statistic for six guys to be doing that.
Well, it makes your defense a lot better when they're only having to make two plays an inning. And, you know, you start talking about fielding percentage. You know, strikeouts have to be factored into that, and your fielding percentage has a chance to be that much better. You know, if you got guys that can strike people out, I mean, if we're striking out one in any, we only have to get two other outs in an inning on average. And, you know, it makes our fielding percentage that much better, which is something that, you know, for us the last three or four years, I mean, our fielding percentage has been pretty average. And we still have struck people out. But, you know, that's one of our strengths this year. I mean, you know, maybe the best since I've been here is we've been very, very good at making routine plays. And, you know, we're only asking them to make two an inning, so I don't think we're asking too much of them.
I think if you look at your club or anybody else across the nation, the number of home runs being hit entirely diminished. I brought up the bats in the first question. How much of the bats impacted you? That's probably my favorite question this year because nobody knew going into this year how it was really going to affect the game. How has it affected your club?
Well, it's been huge, and I think you look across the country, our guys, all of our guys have used the composite bat. They've all – everybody has an ego. You have an ego. I have an ego. Our players have an ego. And, you know, we had guys that hit 8, 10, 12 home runs last year. I mean, the ego says, I want to do it again. Well, we're not going to do that again. You're not, you know, guys that hit 10 to 12, they're going to hit 3 or 4 or 5, maybe if the wind's blowing the right way on a given day. So how are we going to win? We've got to give up that ego and find a way to win games. And you win games by creating innings, by walks, by hit batters, by forcing the issue with hitting runs and then getting a big hit. And the big hit is not going to be a home run. You got to get a big hit with runners in scoring position. And, you know, for that, I mean, it's been an adjustment trying to, you know, ratchet down those egos and make them understand the bottom line, everybody's going to feel good leaving the field when you win. And how do you win? You're not going to win by hitting three-run homers. You've got to, you know, put some innings together. You've got to be willing to take your walk, and that help your ego. You got to be willing to execute a hit and run, and that be an ego thing. And get a big hit when it matters. And even though it might be a single over the second baseman's head rather than the sexy three-run homer that we had last year, you got to get over that. So ratcheting down and trying to change those egos has been, you know, the biggest adjustment for us this year.
Texas A&M baseball coach Rob Childers joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you look at Big 12 numbers, you look at overall numbers. Most people have their overall numbers quite inflated at the plate. You've got two kids in Tyler Naquin and Craig Bradston that just must beat the cover off the ball, hitting better in conference than they are. And when I say better, I'm talking 439, 414 conference averages. That's something you don't see very often.
Well, those two kids, one, you know, Tyler Naquin's a sophomore, Craig Bradston's a freshman, and, you know, they're not 6'3", 200-pound guys. I mean, they're, you know, wiry, athletic guys that, you know, have great approaches and, you know, have great speed. I mean, they've got game-changing speed, and, you know, a lot of those hits have been, you know, out the infield variety because they have, you know, difference-maker speed. And, you know, those guys have been very, very constant for us. And, you know, we've gotten things rolling. We feel much better about our offense the last 10 days. And, you know, the reason has been is middle of our lineup is starting to get key hits and the bottom of our lineup's towing the rope and taking the walks and, you know, being able to create innings for us. When the top two come to the plate, we've got runners on. And, you know, it's not rocket science, but those two guys have been, you know, very, very good for us all year long.
Rob, obviously a difficult year for, again, for Nebraska. Have you talked to Mike throughout this season, and what's the relationship been since you've left?
It's been very good, and, you know, looking forward to seeing him tomorrow. Probably have breakfast with him before we get going and start throwing punches at each other. but, you know, we keep in touch, and I know, you know, this weekend's big for both of us. Everybody's playing for something this time of the year, and I expect to get Nebraska's best shot, and they can expect to get our very best as well.
What concerns you about this Husker team?
Well, I mean, I think that the pitchers that they run out there, they've got 10 or 12 of them. They've got a chance to come out and overwhelm you offensively from the standpoint of Cody Ashy. He's got as good a numbers as anybody across the country, and he's the one guy that we've got to really control and limit his opportunities and, you know, Tim very well. I mean, he's got the ability to change. He's one of the guys across the country that has the ability to change the game on one swing of the bat, and that's the guy that, you know, we've got to hopefully not give him a whole lot of opportunities to have a game changing at bat. And, you know, the key, I guess, would be to get the guys out in front of him. And so that's the one guy that really raises your blood pressure. We had to, you know, try to do that same thing with a kid from Dallas Baptist last weekend and Jason Krizan, and we didn't really do a good job of that. He left here, you know, with six more doubles than he had coming in, and, you know, Cody Ashy's one that we're going to have to pitch very, very well.
Coach, 7-1 at home in the Big 12. What's so special about College Station and playing there?
Well, the support here is unmatched. I mean, when you come in and practice here on Thursday night, the stadium was built in 1978, and it looks like it was built in 78. You know, back then it was the Taj Mahal across the country of college baseball, but since everybody's built bigger and better. But the one thing that is different than all the new facilities, when the lights come on, it's the best college baseball environment in the country, and it's the student support here that's so special. They come out, and doesn't matter if it's, you know, women's soccer that averages 5,000 a game, or softball, men and women's basketball, or football, the students come out and make the difference and, you know, create the home field advantage. And, you know, I know we finished up finals this past week, and hopefully they're still here in town, will come out this weekend. And, you know, we broke ground this past January on a $24 million renovation that we feel like, you know, is going to catch us up with the rest of the teams around the Midwest corridor and the country, and, you know, still keep that atmosphere with the students sitting above the first base dugout.
Rob Childress joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how do you keep the blinders on your kids and not looking forward to next week, where really it'll all be decided with you in Texas for the league championship?
Well, our guys have, you know, we've got, guys that have been here 2, 3, and 4 years that understand what we're playing for, and, you know the next game is the most important game that we'll play. And I was really proud of the way we played against Dallas Baptist this weekend, who, to me, is as good as any offense that we face in the Big 12, if not the best. And, you know, we've done that each of our, you know, last 4 years, played Dallas Baptist. They didn't take the weekend off. They played very hard, and we won the series and came out against Texas State on Tuesday and played at a very high level, which we hadn't done each of the last four Tuesdays. We'd lost each of the last four Tuesdays. So I feel like they're focused. This is the fun time of the year. We finished finals yesterday, and now all they got to do is get up and come to the field and play baseball. And, you know, hopefully we can keep those blinders on them and keep them focused on the most important game of the year, which is tomorrow night.
Is this a team that's going to get you back to Omaha?
I feel like if we can stay healthy, that on the pitching side of things, you know, the three starters have got a chance to be very, very good for us. And, you know, anytime you go into a weekend, you got those three guys that you're running out there, you feel pretty good about it. And, you know, we've got to have some guys out of the back end of the bullpen pitch better for us to do that. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys that haven't gotten healthy for us, Ross Hales being one. It was a freshman All-American that just hasn't made the progress that we had 2 years removed from surgery. So, you know, we've got to have some people step up at the back end of the bullpen for us to make a run at Omaha.
Coach, before I let you go, I have asked all the coaches, including Augie Garrido, this, the move to the downtown ballpark in Omaha, your feelings about that.
Well, it's going to be different. There's no doubt about it. I mean, just the pageantry and the history of Rosenblatt is what it is. I mean, hopefully they'll build a Zesto's real close to it if they hadn't already. But, you know, just getting to watch some of the games that Nebraska and Creighton have played there, that new facility is pretty special. And I know the memories that are going to be created there are going to be the same memories that were created at Rosenblatt for so many teams. And, you know, it's something I sure hope we get to play there. That's what we want to do. And I can't wait to, you know, start the fight. And that's what we're doing, trying to get to that facility. It's going to be special, and great memories going to be made there.
Coach, we've got great memories of having you and Lincoln. Of course, they celebrated. It was a Baylor series when they celebrated the 10-year anniversary of that 0-1 team. Justin Seeley, Andy Sawyers. You guys ever sit around and think, boy, those were some pretty damn good teams back at Nebraska?
Yeah, I really do, and I was able to, you know, say some things for the guys that were able to make it back on video. I mean, everybody's hairline's probably a little bit deeper than they were 10 years ago, but that was a damn good team. They played hard, and they believed in each other, and, you know, did a lot of things special. I mean, won the league for the first time since 1950 and, you know, winning the tournament and, you know, going through the regional there, sending, you know, Buck Belzer out the right way and taking Rice down the next weekend and, you know, getting a parade on the way out of town is pretty special. It gives me goosebumps talking about it. I mean, those are special, special memories.
Well, Coach, hey, best of luck this weekend. Stay healthy and be gentle on the Huskers as they come down. Take care of Texas next week. We'll visit before you play in Omaha.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me. Thanks, Tony.
Rob Childress, head baseball coach at Texas A&M. All of our guests right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fed by friends at Burger King. Ready for lunch? You got a full menu served all morning long, all day long. Hungry for the original chicken sandwich? Buy one, get one free. There's no limit. Buy one, get one free. The original chicken sandwich, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Gusty winds continue today. Variable cloud cover, possibility for some rain, maybe some thundershowers. High temperatures stay in the 60s today. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 66. I'm not afraid
to take a stand. I'm back to Doug and Daddy's show. Live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway of Kearney provides an expansive inventory of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles from a knowledgeable sales team and factory-trained service department to the no-pressure environment. Midway delivers quality and value to fit your needs. Check them out today. Can't make it out today? Go to thinkmidway.com. Check them out. We love our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, and we love to have them be a part of our show. We got to go. We got our three words of the day, Merritt.
We do.
And don't forget, we're going to give away some Papa Roach tickets. When you hear that music, become the third caller. Also going on right now, the TPC, one of those golf tournaments. It's really the fifth major when you look at what's going on. Tiger Woods, by the way, has withdrawn after nine holes. Shot a 42, citing Achilles and knee problems again. Could hardly walk when he left the course. So Tiger is out of contention. Lucas Glover and Nick Watney right now after 15 holes of play, both at minus seven. two shots back to Rory Sabatini at minus five. So those guys playing some awfully, awfully good golf. And TPC, of course, people are, you know, constantly looking at number 17, the Island Green, and all that goes on with that, and what a beautiful place it is. So we'll continue to follow that and continue to give you updates on what's going on. We go to our three words of the week. The Lakers and Celtics are down and out as the Heat and Mavs breezed by and are changing their identity as they unleash their inner animal to go for their conference finals. Nice. Appreciate the emails. Shoot them anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You give us a call, 1-888-455-3776 on anything we're talking about. Merritt, the three words of the week, again, are identity,
breeze, and animal.
So we appreciate that. We go to Steve in Grand Island who says, "Dear Doug and Daddy, I need to set the record straight. Rush Limbaugh and I were in Kearney to announce my bid for presidency. When Rush started his speech, the hot air, I mean breeze, emitting from the windbag blew off my hairpiece. Before I could stop them, the police opened fire. That was no animal. The correct identity could have easily been made of that beast had they given me the opportunity before they shipped it off to a lab for an autopsy. Yours truly, Donald Trump." Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that. Three words of the week, once again, identity, breeze, and animal. 94.5 The Breeze has done a good job of keeping the animal mascot of the Kansas City Royals' identity a secret during the broadcast of their games. Thank you, Ryan and Hastings. All will be entered for our weekly drawing for that big
to see if there'll be a winner tomorrow. But who's going to be the winner today is the real question.
Into pieces, this is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a...
Very true, Merritt. 1-888-455-3776. Be the third caller, and Merritt will take care of that and get you some tickets. Minus seven. That is some unbelievable golf being played right now. That is truly amazing. By the way, tonight, Doug and I, for the lunch of the week, San Jose versus Detroit. I thought I had him punched right in the face. Up 3-0, looked like we'd breeze out of here, then 3-1, then 3-2, then they won again, 3-3. Disappointment. But Detroit at San Jose, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs move on. And again, the Bulls, 3.5-point favorites now against the Hawks tonight. We're going to take a quick break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we return, we're going to be joined by Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald. Back after this.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. To make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Roller Derby is coming to Kearney on Saturday, May 21st. Make plans to stay at the beautiful new Best Western Inn & Suites east of the Vero Event Center. Ask for the $99 Roller Derby package and get two adult general admission tickets and double occupancy deluxe room for the night. Enjoy indoor pool and a hot tub, 24-hour exercise facility, a 32-inch flat panel TV, plus free breakfast. This is a limited offer, so call Best Western Inn & Suites and ask for the $99 Roller Derby package today.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Gusty winds continue today. Variable cloud cover, possibility for some rain, maybe some thunder showers. High temperatures stay in the 60s today. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 66.
Hey, back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bill won the tickets to go see Papa Roach, brought to you by Nick's Euros, live tonight, Vero Events Center. So enjoy those tickets, Bill. Appreciate you giving us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line. We're at Bruce Furniture. They want you to have the furniture that's right and fast. If you see a chair on the floor in the store and it's just right for you, Bruce Furniture wants you to be able to have it for the next game. Same day or the next day, free delivery on any in-store merchandise. No after the sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings. If you're out west of the Lions, Bruce Furniture, check them out today. Pleased to be joined right now by the Omaha World Herald's Lee Barfneck. Lee, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show once again. Thanks so much for the time.
Daddy, good to talk to you. Hope all's well.
All is well. Once it warmed up a little bit, you know, I know it's been 38 degrees in Omaha, the same as it's been here this whole spring. So glad to see the sun finally poking out a little bit.
Yeah, we'll take some of that, that's for sure.
Lee, I thought it was a real interesting article, which I think when Mark Turgeon leaves Texas A&M, and I guess Nebraska fans still associate, at least to this point, so much with the Big 12 and everything that goes on with it. He leaves to go take over for Gary Williams at Maryland. It just kind of, I guess, kind of an afterthought. Well, I wonder who will be the coach down there. But Doc Sadler immediately didn't pop into a lot of people's heads. You bring it to light this morning that, well, maybe Doc Sadler's not that far of a reach for them.
I don't think it's not a total reach by any means. Clearly, Doc was not at the top of the list, but as A&M starts to check out potential candidates, look at contracts, look at buyouts, look at guys who are willing to come, I don't think you can dismiss the fact that Doc would be on that list and be a potential hire for them. It's crazy. I never try to confuse loud criticism with widespread criticism. We tend to give way too much importance to message boards and the things that people say loudly. And, you know, there's some loud criticism of Doc, but I think people tend to forget. They say focus so much on what they don't have, they tend to forget what they do have. And Doc took over the Nebraska basketball program when it was absolutely in the gutter. They only had 5 players at the time who said they were going to come back and play. The in-state basketball talent's not been good for almost 15 or 20 years. It's amazing how few big-time basketball players that this state has produced. I realize it's a low-population state, but for nobody from the city, from the metro area of Omaha, to be on a BCS basketball roster is kind of mind-boggling. So Doc has done a great job of selling the program, making public appearances, being an ambassador for the athletic department, and put a pretty decent product on the floor with what he's had to work with. Now,
my mind is the shim shams.
That might be reason enough for him to go to Texas A&M. Because I've been to A&M, and they have a little bit younger dancers at halftime. No, go ahead.
You know, no, I was just going to say, you know, and plus you're adding, I guess, the element to Nebraska basketball, which we talked to Andy Markowski. He's a friend of the show. He swears that this new practice facility, for one, is going to be so much, is going to help recruiting. I don't know what's wrong with practicing at the Vanek Center. I guess I don't see that side of it, but everybody else has one. A&M's got one of the nicest ones in the nation, or the nicest one in the nation. You have the new arena. Things are really – do you see that practice facility making that much difference for Doc Sadler and this team?
Yeah, I do, because in basketball, one or two players can make a huge difference in your program. And, you know, for good or for bad, kids today expect to see that kind of a facility when they go visit a campus. You know, and kids shop with their eyes. It's part of a cultural thing. I mean, they want to see a flat-screen TV near their locker, and they want to see a fancy adjustable chair in front of their locker. And again, like I said, right or wrong, and I don't agree that that's necessary, but that's kind of become the lay of the land in college athletics. And, you know, I think if you could – they're going to get a little different caliber of player to come visit, partly because they have a practice facility. And with the new student center that they've got down in Lincoln, too, I really – especially if you can get the parents to come along on a visit, I think you can really turn some people's heads. So, you know, recruiting has always been a difficult chore for Nebraska basketball, but at least they're starting to get some of the elements that puts them on an even playing field to try to get some better players.
Well, I think when you're talking better players, they've got them at Kansas State mysteriously. I mean, you know, say what you want, Bill Walker, Beasley, those are special players. One O.J. Mayo for Doc Sadler would, I mean, that's an NCAA tournament bid and six or eight more wins.
Yeah, you know, you'd look at the number of close games Nebraska's lost in the whole time Doc's been there. And you know, there's no secret that in a league, especially in the Big 12, where there's been so many high draft choices, that you've got to have a player at the end of the game who can take the ball and go get a basket, no matter who's guarding it. And Nebraska has not had that guy, and they've had so many, you know, these 1-point, 2-point, 4-point losses in the league. You know, that guy who can really go grab the ball and go get a basket, you know, they can really flip your record around in a hurry. So, again, I think just because basketball, the nature of the basketball and the small size of the roster, if you can just get that one or two, you know, better player, you can really make a big turnaround.
Lee, when we're making the transition to the Big Ten, this is something Doug brought up early in the week here. When you're making that transition, how long until Husker fans out there start relating closely with what goes on, even in Indiana and Purdue, more closely than they do with Oklahoma State? I mean, Brandon Whedon's a household name for football fans. Gerard Johnson's a household name. Nobody knows Purse is the quarterback at Northwestern right now. When do we start to identify with the Big Ten?
Oh, it'll take a while. I don't think there's any doubt that there's it'll be a growth process. You know, I think in football, I think people probably tend to focus on the teams that Nebraska plays in its own division, and then probably Ohio State and Wisconsin and Penn State. I don't know if you're ever going to get very many people to rattle off the roster from Indiana or Purdue or Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota's in the division, but it is going to take some time. And I even find myself when I'm doing homework for a story, I'm trying to do some reading to get caught up on. You know, I have an Oklahoma or a Texas story that pops up onto my screen. I end up reading that instead of reading something about
right.
Michigan State. So it's going to be hard for all of us, I think, to wean ourselves off of the Big 12 and get acclimated to the Big 10.
Lee, before I let you go, the chances that Doc would leave Lincoln if it should fall to him, was that an obvious choice? Boom, he's gone?
Well, I mean, there's many, many pluses for that A&M job, and you can't discount the money factor. Doc just got a bump in Nebraska to $900,000, but it's pretty apparent that A&M is going to pay between 1.5 and 1.7, and that's life-changing money. You know, an extra $600,000 a year, plus there's no state income tax in Texas, which gives you about a 15% bump. So Doc's 51. He's got two kids that are in high school, and I know he and his family really do love it in Lincoln. They do like it very much. But you know, sometimes the situation warrants that you've got to make a change. So I think it would be a hard decision for Doc, and I know he values Coach Osborne's guidance and mentoring and the support that Coach Osborne has showed him as athletic director. But sometimes the deal is so good you can't say no.
What's Coach Osborne going to do with the baseball deal? Is he safe for a year?
Oh, probably. It's unforgivable to me to not make the tournament, the Big 12 tournament, 3 years in a row. It's really going to be nasty next year if they don't make a change, but it does not appear that Osborne's interested in making a change at this point, so people are going to have to kind of grin and bear it, and somebody on that team's going to have to grab a hold of that thing and make it good in a hurry, or it's going to be pretty ugly. So
we actually had an emailer send in, the Big Ten is the 18th ranked baseball conference in the nation.
That is correct.
18th. If you had said how many conferences are there that play baseball in the nation, I probably wouldn't have said 18.
Well, the Missouri Valley is 8th, so that might give you a little handle on where Big Ten baseball ranks. So,
hey, Lee, appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. A great article today. I think people are going to go out there and check it out.
Good. Thanks, Daddy. We'll see you.
Lee Barfneck from the Elmore World Herald. We'll go to District Track right now with our own Doug Duda. Doug, what's up?
Not much. Just sitting back, listening to you and Lee kick it.
You're getting ready for tonight's hockey game, aren't you?
I'd like to tell you on air what I'm getting ready for tonight, but that would open up a whole new can of worms, so I can't do that.
Hey, got the TPC. I know that's one of the golf tournaments that you love to check out from time to time. And Nick Watney, 8-under through 16 holes. Lucas Glover, 7-under through 15 holes. That's some pretty good golf being played on a course that's absolutely brutally tough.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, there's eagle opportunities there. And Tiger Woods, 6-over. Oh, wait, he quit.
Yeah.
Oh. Under Watney leading it, huh?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah. It's a fun course when you consider that sometimes 5-under is what wins it on Sunday. So it'll get a lot tougher. That's the one thing about this tournament that we've noticed over the years. You kind of need to get off to a good start on Thursday because all they do is toughen it up kind of more than maybe some of the other tournaments. With all that water out there and where they can put the pins, you've got to make putts over the weekend or you run into a lot of trouble.
Fair enough. What time the finals run at Arapahoe?
Oh, they start running at 1. We'll be out of here. I mean, I've been assured by some of the great folks that are running this event, like Bob Braithwaite, that we'll be out of here by about 6 o'clock. Darren Hatch guarantees 6 o'clock. And McDonald says 6 o'clock, no problem. He says he'll be out here by 5:30, and he's doing the announcing.
True Americans taking care of business, Dylan.
They have assured me that we will not be taking that insane hour-and-a-half break like we did last year. So, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we start running at 1, and the finals, maybe 3. I'll throw that out for you. What do you think? That's about the time we got started yesterday, and it looks like we're on the same pace today. I think the girls' high jump just finished, Tony, and if I'm not mistaken, Bailey Sokolowski of Kearney Catholic was your winner in that event. So that's the first event that is finished up here.
Fair enough, Douglas. So we're going to get out of here.
I know we talked about it earlier, Shelton, Wood River. I don't want to overlook a couple of the other races. You asked me what might be hotly contested here. There's some good distance runners from Kearney Catholic's Creighton Pierce. You got Dylan Eckel over at Gibbon that's doing some very good things in the distance races. You also got Robert Portillo of Shelton that's going to be in there. So the distance races on the boys' side might look good. You got the second-best shot putter in Chad Hartman of Gibbon, who's done some great things. Jeff Bannum of Alma in the high jump. Jensen McTavish of Wood River in the pole vault. Ryan Powell of Wood River in the long jump. Those are a few. And, of course, Michaela Messel of Kearney Catholic, all the Brannigans from Shelton, their relays. And then they've got a couple of good distance runners, too, in Tracy Meyer and Vanessa Resch.
Fair enough, Douglas. Have a great day. We'll be listening to updates.
Can't wait till tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah, tomorrow, great show for you lined up. Shelly Smith of ESPN and Brian Munson from Scout.com. Talk a little Husker recruiting, and Bubba Starling continues. Huge article in the World Herald. Huge article Lincoln Journal Star yesterday. Scott Boras coming into town to talk to him. Parents haven't met him yet, so they're going to meet Scott Boras. That's a pretty big deal, one of the super agents in all across the land. I think when you say, give me one agent, Scott Boras is the first name that pops into a lot of people's minds. So,
Next question.
There you go. Next question. Hey, Sean O'Sullivan takes on the New York Yankees tonight. 6:05 go time. You check that out on the Breeze. Hopefully, Royals get a little win. Currently 19-17 on the year and fighting a brutal schedule. I want to thank Rob Childress, Texas A&M baseball coach, for joining us. I want to Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald as well. Check out that article online. Will Doc Sadler take a move and make a College Station his home? It'll be interesting to follow that. And we'll have more District Track results tomorrow right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the Papa Roach concert tonight at the Vieira Event Center. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.